Chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year, on the first of the month, that the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre hath said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken, the gate of the peoples, she is turned unto me, I shall be replenished now she is laid waste. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I am against thee, Tyre, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth its waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyre, and break down her towers, and I will scrape her dust from her, and make her a bare rock. She shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah, and she shall become a spoil for the nations. And her daughters that are in the field shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I will bring from the north against Tyre Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, the king of kings, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and an assemblage and much people. He shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make forts against thee, and cast up a mound against thee, and lift up the target against thee, and he shall set his engines of attack against thy walls, and with his spikes he shall break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Thy walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter through thy gates. As a city is entered into, wherein is made a breach. With the hoofs of his horses shall he tread down all thy streets. He shall slay thy people by the sword, and the pillars of thy strength shall go down to the ground, and they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy wares, and they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the waters, and I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be no more heard, and I will make thee a bare rock. Thou shalt be a place for the spreading of nets, thou shalt be built no more, for I, Jehovah, have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah to Tyre, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall? When the wounded groan, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee, and all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay aside their robes, and put off their broidered garments, they shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble every moment, and be astonished because of thee. And they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and say to thee, How hast thou perished, that wast inhabited from the seas? O renowned city, which wast strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused their terror to be on all them that dwell therein. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall, and the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, When I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I bring up the deep upon thee, and the great waters cover thee, then will I bring thee down with them that go down to the pit, to the people of old time, and will cause thee to dwell in the lower parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with them that go down to the pit, that thou not be inhabited. And I will set glory in the land of the living, and I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more, and thou shalt be sought for, and shalt never be found again, forever, saith the Lord Jehovah.